It's my pleasure this morning to be talking to retired Lieutenant Colonel Bruce Miller, OAM, past president of Caboolture RSL sub-branch. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, we're going to talk about all things Anzac Day this Saturday, the 25th of April. Tell us about it.
Well, I suppose what this is all about is just an update for everybody on timings. It is a big day for us, the RSL, and we start at 3 o'clock in the morning, would you believe?
Mm-hmm.
And but the timing for the public is we start the dawn service up at Bolton Clark at 4:50 a.m. Now, we suggest that you get there by 4:30 so we can sort out any last-minute problems. After that ceremony, then there's a gunfire breakfast.
Yes.
At the community hall at Bolton Clark, and those who are interested, we will have we'll have tickets available for that. And then the next event in the day is the march. Now, that's normally thousands of people. It's like, as somebody keeps saying, it's like herding cats. We've got 26 schools that are marching.
How lovely.
And it takes a lot of work. And I've got to say, this year, the football team and councillor Adam Hayne, although he's away in Vietnam, he's organising that for us this year, which has been a great help to us. So that steps off at 9:30. So we suggest that people get there no later than 8:30.
Okay.
The schools all know the timings, but 8:30 for those parents who are dropping kids off, no later than that, so that we can get everything organised. Then the march, as you know, normally goes down King Street and ends up at Beerburrum Road, and that'll happen again this year. Following the march, we've got the main service, and the main service starts at 10:15. Now, interestingly enough, we've got a flyover this year from the RAAF. We don't know what it's going to be, but it may well be an F-35, the latest fighter jet that the Australian Air Force has purchased. Now, I've got to warn you that about the noise, because it will be very loud, and those people who are going to be out listening specifically for that aircraft to come over, it will be loud, so put your fingers in your ears or put your earmuffs on. It'll come straight down King Street.
Yeah.
But we can't tell you the exact time, because it does the whole circuit for Brisbane, and that includes all of the Anzac Day parade. So 10:15 is the best we can get at this stage of the game.
Okay. And there's 17 sites around Moreton Bay.
That,
Bruce,
yeah.
So,
doesn't
yeah.
do all of them, though.
Okay.
It does us.
Okay.
As being the most important one, of course.
Of course.
And
of
it probably does the one at Pine Rivers, I think. I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
But after that, and during that flyover, the main service will commence.
Mm-hmm.
And a normal thing, laying of wreaths, singing of songs, and then after that, there'll be a two up at the club hotel. Not until 1:30, though. They don't do anything until 1:30. Their licence doesn't allow them to do anything before that.
And that's so the sports club here?
That's opposite the sports club. The club hotel. It's opposite the sports club.
Oh, I'm with you.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're running the two up this year.
Good.
For those people who live at Torbal, there's a two up running out at Torbal Tavern. I've never seen the Torwell Tavern, but we've given them permission to run one too. They've never had it before, so this year they've got it.
Lovely.
Basically, that's it for Saturday. One thing I'd like to say is that the support from the community this year has been fantastic,
mm-hmm.
and our badge sales are really up there this year. We've got a lot of new shiny badges too.
They're beautiful.
But really good, and we thank everybody for the support, and we also thank those people that I know that's going to happen. It happened every year up in the 15 years I've been had something to do with it, is picking up the chairs, putting things away afterwards.
Yeah.
It's just great. Now, I thank everyone for the extra effort they put in to make Anzac Day a great day.
Bruce, we get goosebumps when we think about all of those wonderful people that gave the ultimate for us to live in the world that we do. Listeners, we've been speaking to retired Lieutenant Colonel Bruce Miller OAM, past president of Caboolture RSL sub-branch. Bruce, I know it's going to be a wonderful day and we'll look forward to seeing you there.
And I look forward to seeing all you people out there too as well. Let's make it a great day.
Thank you.